Very good. Well, do you have a few minutes to do a quick interview?
Yeah, let me pick up the receiver here.
Okay.
How's that?
Much better. Okay. Second here. Okay. All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Yeah, my name is Courtney Hughley. It's CourtneyHughley, and I am a spokesperson with KCP&L.
All right, Courtney. Well, we see that actually a while ago you guys put in a request or a case to raise rates. Why did you guys do this? What was the action or what was behind it?
Yeah, so maybe, you know, it makes sense is to start at the beginning. So back in October of 2014, we announced that we had filed a rate increase request for our Missouri customers in the Kansas City metro area. So that's called our KCP&L Missouri service area. The request is a 15.8% request, and it would result in about a $14 per month increase for the typical residential customer who lives in that area. And so we had a couple of main drivers that caused us to ask for this increase at this time. The biggest driver was to pay for our environmental upgrades at our Lacine coal-fired power plant. We then also have made several investments in our communities by upgrading our infrastructure. You know, we've replaced electric meters. We've made some improvements at our Wolf Creek nuclear generating station, and then some other reliability improvements. And then, finally, we also have built additional transmission lines. So the lines that allow us to carry the power from the power plants down to what we call the distribution system, which is in neighborhoods and in city streets, we've also made some improvements to that system as well. So all of those reasons combined was why we asked for the increase back in October.
Okay. And since then, how have you guys been getting along without the increase?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, you're asking for the increase due to the bettering of this, I'm sorry, let me restate this. You asked for this rate increase because mm-hmm. you've already made improvements to all of these different situations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they've already been made and you've already spent the funds, why the increase now?
That's just the way that we have to operate. So under the Missouri Public Service Commission rules, utilities must have already spent the money and then recover it and show that it was a prudent expense. So this isn't any different than any other case that we've had in the past or any other case that you'll see in the state of Missouri.
Okay. And those improvements, were they all made within, a short time frame, or were they all made, how long did it take to do all those improvements?
All of these improvements would have been made since our last rate increase request. And that was in 2012. So, again, this is nothing unusual to our rate increase request. That's how all utilities operate who report to the Missouri Public Service Commission.
Right. Well, the concern here is that if the last rate increase was just 3 years ago, now 3 years later, you're asking for an estimated $14 a month increase. That's a big increase for anyone's bill.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we recognize that rate increase requests or rate increases are difficult for many of our customers. And, you know, as a part of this increase, we're actually also requesting to expand our economic relief pilot program, which is a $50 a month bill credit to qualifying Missouri customers. So as a part of this request, we're asking for permission to expand that program to allow 50% more customers to participate. And we're also asking to bump that up from $50 a month to $65 a month. So for customers who would qualify, either they're already in the program or could get these new slots that are opening up, we hope that this would be one way to help offset that for customers that we know are already struggling to pay their bills. But in addition to that, we have a ton of options available to customers who might be struggling. We also have partnerships with other assistance agencies like the Salvation Army, like United Way, like Community Action Partnership. So there are a lot of options out there. The last thing I'll point out is that we offer several energy efficiency programs to our customers, and these programs allow customers to better manage their energy usage as well as their costs. So anyone who's interested in bill payment assistance, who's interested in energy efficiency programs, any of the ways that you can save, you can visit our website at kcpl.com, or you can give us a call at 1-888-471-5275, and we can discuss what options are best for you.
That's absolutely fantastic. It actually didn't mention any of the helping factors that you have in this news release for that. So that's great. I didn't know anything about that. Now, I don't know if you can specify any more on that, but do you happen to know what those guidelines are for the people that would qualify for your program?
So what we try to do when people have fallen behind and they need assistance, whether it's from KCP&L or whether it's from one of our assistance agencies, we try to find the right program that fits for that person. So I would say don't let a requirement for one program stop you from calling, because maybe we could find another option for you. So I don't have in front of me the exact qualifications for that program that I was talking to you about. But, you know, I would say anyone who's fallen behind, whether you meet a qualification or not, please give us a call, because we'd be happy to find a solution that's specific to you and your situation.
Very good. All right, now getting back to the increase, you said the KC metropolitan area. What counties does that cover?
So it's not that simple. The best place for you to see it probably visually would be on our website. So if you go to kcpl.com/Missouri rates, there's a map there, and it will show you our different service areas. And so this one that we're talking about is the KCP&L Missouri service area. And so if you look at that map, that will show you kind of the areas that we're talking about. But it's primarily Kansas City metro area. However, there are some other outlying areas that that covers as well. So I think that's probably the best way to see exactly if this increase would impact you.
Okay. All right, very good. I'm sorry, I had one more question, but I completely lost it.
No problem.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to us about this. And again, hopefully, that's what it was. You know, when will you guys know if this increase will actually take effect or not?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So the way that the process works is that we file the rate increase request with the commission, and then there are a series of things that the commission does and considers. And typically, in Missouri, that's about an 11-month process. So if the increase is approved, we would expect that it would go into effect on or about September 30th of this year.
Okay. And will any sort of information be sent out to those KC Metro users if that happens?
Typically, once the Missouri Public Service Commission makes a ruling in a case, they will do a press release, which I'm assuming is what you got as well. So they will make the announcement. You know, obviously it's coming from them. And then at that point, that's when the rate increase would happen. So that communication would come from the commission.
Okay. All right. Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to let the listeners know?
You know, I don't think so. I think we've covered everything that I would have mentioned.
All right.